This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we're going to start off in India. In India, people living with HIV have been given equal rights after the government passed a historic bill ensuring their protection. The HIV and AIDS Prevention and Control Bill was passed in the federal parliament on Tuesday. The bill makes it illegal to discriminate against people living with HIV.
Well, that's fantastic, isn't it?
They can now find housing, education and employment without fear of discrimination, and businesses are no longer allowed to block people living with HIV from entering.
Brilliant. Now, India is the first country in South Asia to introduce anti-discrimination legislation. It will protect people living with HIV's access to health, housing, education, and prevent restaurants or shops refusing them entry. Now, India, unfortunately, has the third highest number of people living with HIV at 2.1 million, and more than 68,000 people died of an AIDS-related illness in 2015.
The legislation will also protect people that are undergoing HIV tests and medical treatment or any research without their consent.
Now, the legislation was welcomed by some HIV organisations, but not everybody is happy with one part of the bill. The new law requires all state governments to establish an ombudsman to investigate violations of the new law, but the clause that's got raised concern requires the government to provide free treatment as far as possible. Activists are worried that as far as possible is a loophole which will turn the clock back to the mid-1990s.
As far as the ombudsman is concerned, it's neither a full-time position nor is the person qualified to have any judicial training. So wait and see from India.
Yes, we'll have to see how that works out. Moving on to Scotland, the National Health Service in Scotland will make PrEP, the drug regime that prevents HIV, available to people at a risk of infection in a move that is expected to see Scotland become the first country within the UK to provide it. Now, PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, involves HIV-negative people taking an antiretroviral drug, Truvada, which is similarly effective at blocking the transmission of HIV as condoms. But because this prevention method is not taken moments before intercourse, it bypasses many of the barriers to condom use and is therefore seen by sexual health experts as a game-changing tool in reducing the rates of HIV infection. Now, HIV organisations welcomed the announcement, which follows years of campaigning across the UK by charities, doctors and activists to ensure those at risk have the drug. It's already available in several countries, including France, Canada, South Africa, and the US. And it is worth quoting Robert McKay, who's the National Director for the Terence Higgins Trust Scotland. Not only will this make a life-changing difference to each of these individuals by protecting them from a lifelong and stigmatized condition, but for every person who would have become HIV positive without PrEP, National Health Service Scotland will save £360,000 in lifetime treatment costs.
That's probably about about 500,000 Australian dollars.
It just shows that even if you don't give a toss about people's health, watch your wallet. If you care about, I suppose, money, then it just makes good economic sense.
And from Fiji, the Fiji government has confirmed that gay men are banned from donating blood in the country. The policy was confirmed in the Fiji village after it was questioned why gay men was not able to donate blood during a recent drive. The health minister said homosexuals are seen as high-risk donors. The Fiji Human Rights and Anti-Discrimination Commission said it would investigate the health ministry's policy that homosexuals cannot donate blood to the National Blood Service, even if they've only had one partner and even if they've practiced safe sex. Its director, Ashwin Raj, said the policy is unconstitutional. The man in his 20s who was prevented from donating blood was rejected in front of other donors.
Ooh, rough.
He said he was embarrassed when he was told the only reason he could not give blood was because of his sexuality. The National Blood Service offers allegedly just assessed the man that he was a homosexual. The man says that he was embarrassed because he was branded a homosexual with the assumptions that he'd had several partners, although he had only had one partner.
Now, the health ministry said to reduce the risk of spreading HIV through blood transfusions. The World Health Organization guidelines advise against accepting blood donations from people who engage in high-risk sexual behaviour, and those behaviours include having multiple sex partners, receiving or paying money for drugs or sex, men who have sex with men, and women who have sex with men who have sex with men. So the ministry also suggested if people didn't want to be on the end of this intrusive questioning, they could self-exclude themselves from donating blood. Well, that'll solve the problem.
Yes. In brief, Ghana, we actually have something positive from Ghana. Deep intake of breath. Police in Ghana have arrested two men who targeted gay men they found through Grindr, after an unnamed victim reported the men threatening to post naked pictures of him on the internet if he did not pay them. The pair were arrested on charges of blackmail.
In the US, campaigners in Vermont proposed that all self-contained toilets should be open to people of any gender, but it's unclear if the bill will make this year's legislative deadline to become law.
In India, at least 300 turned out to celebrate the first queer pride parade in the city of Lucknow.
Over to UK, where new research carried out by the Chetham General Hospital found that using poppers may cause permanent eye damage.
And in Russia, the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev will have one less country this year, as Russia has pulled out in a dispute with the host Ukraine.
And in the UK, Doctor Who gets its first out gay companion. Bill Potts comes out in her second line of dialogue in the latest series of the BBC classic.
And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.